Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Look, We'll Baja That Blast When We Come to It. That is courtesy of... It's an idiomatic phrase, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Right.
Picked last in Zeit class, doing the work out here, you know. We'll Baja That Blast When We Come to It.
The blast lore continues.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm Jack, you're Miles.
I am.
Am All I? Right, that's been this episode. You okay. Are, I believe.
Thank you. I think just one more time, just making sure, just checking in with myself. Yes, that's me.
And we got a lot of hot trendies to talk about. Let's kick it off with Rachel Zegler, who is somebody, she was just cast as Snow White in the live action remake of Snow White. Mm-hmm. She's also Maria in the upcoming West Side Story. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that we've been able to see her in other than the trailer for West Side Story is that like viral video of her, audition or, you know,
yeah. I think it is. Yeah. An audition like in her bathroom.
Has there ever been somebody who's like had this much like iconic work? She's also in the Shazam sequel, which a lot of people are looking forward to, who's like not been in anything yet, but is just like they've anointed her.
Yeah, Michael Olowokandi.
I was thinking like Shia, like he had been in stuff, but like when all of a sudden it was just like, oh shit, man, this dude must like be, he's going to be like the next Tom Cruise. He was
being an abuser.
Right. But he was like in the Indiana Jones thing.
I think there's something happens when you get in orbit of Spielberg. That
yeah.
Shit can change real quick because the Maria role in Spielberg's West Side Story. I mean, not this is not to discount what her actual talent is, but like I'm guessing the way the industry works is they take that cue to say you're going to be in a huge Spielberg film. We can ride that wave to many other dollars because you'll be sort of front of mind because I think they suspect that this film would be a pretty big hit. So
I'm wondering. I wonder if the fact that nobody went and saw In the Heights is making them nervous about West Side Story.
I don't know. I would just be in general. I don't know how people think about how musicals do well or not well anymore. So I don't know. But
it is like a classic. I don't think they should be nervous, but I do wonder if they're like, ooh.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how cool it is. But I think that really your heart goes out to all the conservatives who are going to lose their minds when they find out she's half Colombian and she's playing Snow White. What I mean, is going come on? Snow half white. Okay. The fuck. So yeah, I mean, that'll be cool. Keep getting those checks, Rachel. Get those checks.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I will say, like, she seems amazingly talented in the viral video and the trailer that we've seen.
I mean,
seen,
yeah. So. She's sang in her bathroom, and Spielberg's like, yes, this is it.
Yes, mm-hmm. That one.
Don't need anything else. That's very clear. The talent is clear from this video.
Spielberg also just signed a big deal with Netflix, which is interesting. Okay. We'll see. Okay. You might know Spielberg. He directed Jaws, Et.
Which one's that? Oh, yeah. I know Et. Yeah, yeah.
Jaws, I think, is the prequel to the Bond villain character. And then Et. I forget what Et is about.
And then like A.
Et cetera.
He also did A, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or I.
Yeah. I. That was a good movie.
I, Zordon.
There's also a new Indiana Jones movie coming out. It's okay. Something I've seen like links to on the internet that I have not followed, so I shouldn't be talking about it on our show. No, it's a hobbled old Harrison Ford.
Cool.
Karen is trending because there is a new trailer for a movie, a thriller, mm-hmm. that looks like it does not look good. It looks like a parody, but it has basically taken the the omnipresent American cultural figure, the Karen, and turned her into a horror movie villain.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they've done it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's... I directed by Coke Daniels, I think was the first name I saw, which is, that was like my drug dealer name. So, okay, that's cool. But then it really feels like this, like people have completely misunderstood like what a lot of Jordan Peele's work is about, really finding like the horrifying nuances of operating in white supremacy and then like creating these really compelling ways to draw people in versus literally being like, dude, this lady Karen, she's got it out for black people and she'll do anything to make their life hell, up to and including death. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just, come on, filmmakers.
It's just very, like, so on the nose in many ways. Like, she's like, you people are angry and, like, a bunch of, like, buzzwords. And she uses the police against this black family who moves in next to her. But it's also like, cause the cop is her brother. And then there's also, she has like hand soap with a Confederate flag on it, a hand soap holder with a Confederate flag on it. But then like, they also, like producer Brian was pointing out, they didn't get the haircut right. Like so they're on the nose about like a lot of stuff, but it's like, they didn't bother to even nail the stuff that should be on the nose.
Right. Exactly. That's why it's just the lack of thinking in some of these development offices, just being like, oh, Mike, it's called Karen. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Not like, let's really get to the bottom of what we're trying to say with these films. But hey, it's a TV movie. So I'm sure it'll do some numbers. So, yeah, people will be out there.
Where is it going to air on what channel?
It looked like I think it's a BET movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, I think, you know, more attention should be paid to how white women are also just as aggressive in terms of their perpetrating of white supremacy as men mm-hmm. are. And I think mm-hmm. we have this blind spot of always looking at men as it as well. And I think there's a really good book. I think it's called The Constant Gardeners. I'll have to put the link out, but it's about the role of like white women in white supremacy post like the Civil Rights Act and things like that, and how they basically help steer the ship out of deracialized language to help, you know, further a white supremacist agenda and things like that. So
We will put the link to that in the footnotes to this, or show notes to this episode. Well, speaking of perpetrating white supremacy, Crowder, is it Steven Crowder? What's his name? Steven Crowder.
Yep.
Who's
the change my mind guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's got like the, is it like a brick background? I just like, it's I can always picture campus. Him. Yeah.
I'm in a college campus folding table coffee cup.
Yeah. Yep. And he now wears a shoulder holster for his firearm, just to like really, really put it in our face, like what his politics are, and that he's a Chad. Yeah. I mean, I should have called him Chad Crowder, because this dude is undefeated in debates with himself. With the straw man that he creates on his show.
Just unwitting, I don't know if they're even plants or these people on college campuses who he finds with the least amount of information on a topic, and then goes on to be like, I don't even know this person's saying. This isn't even a debate. I win again.
Yeah. So anyways, he was offering to debate
Ethan
Klein, the host of H3H3. Is that what it's called? Ethan Klein. Jack.
Come on, baby. You know H3H3, huh?
Nope, not at all.
He was on YouTube fucking 8 years ago. Really getting into it.
But so Ethan Klein like comes on to on H3H3 is like, yeah, we're like, I'm dumb. Like, I don't know why he wants to debate me, but like, I'm not, you know, somebody that would be worth debating. I have no background in debating. I don't espouse to like be able to win arguments about politics. I'm not really a political thinker. But so what he did is he had, the political thinker, Sam Cedar on, in his stead. So like once the debate started and Crowder seemed nervous. He was like hyped up for the debate.
When, even before he knew Sam was on the other end of it, he had that like hyperventilating, I'm speaking at the top of my breath voice when you know somebody shook daddy and you're like, right. Whoa. I can hear it in your voice. You're not ready for this. So, you know, I'm talking to Ethan.
He wasn't here for it. Like, even if it was just Ethan. And then once he found out that it was going to be Sam Cedar, his argument when Sam Cedar shows up is like, oh, you're a nobody. Like, I don't, like, you're not, you're just trying to draft off of my audience. But, like, so apparently Crowder has been like watching Sam Cedar's show. Like, they know that from like the Instagram live. He's like, you know, when he talks about Sam Cedar, he's like scared of him clearly. And it's like, that guy's a real jerk. So they bring Sam Cedar in and Crowder bounces.
Yeah. It's just, it's, you know, this is what happens when people, they want this like debate. Bro, shit is so lame.
Honestly,
yeah, like whatever, dude. If you really built for your take, then it shouldn't matter who the fuck you're going up against, if that's really the case. But these aren't intended for that. It's for Crowder to have a moment where he can dunk on somebody with the, you know, antithetical ideology to help show his audience, like, you see, we're number one, because I'll selectively pick people I'll debate with, and then that's what it'll be. His whole audience is like, that he got... That was so fucked up. That's not who he agreed to debate and all this other stuff. The Daily Wire just put out an opinion. Steven Crowder showed why we shouldn't engage with debate me bros. Okay.
Whatever. You are the debate me bros. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Are you that his whole ideology is being a debate me bro. His whole thing is change my mind. But that shit is so whack because it's essentially just being like, hey, this is on you to prove something else. I'm not really here to debate anything. You just tell me what your point of view is and try and change my mind.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that sounds sums it up completely. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk IKEA and Ben Simmons.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and I don't know why IKEA is trending.
Oh, man, because would you believe it? Apparently, one of the stores in Atlanta had a special Juneteenth menu for their employees in Atlanta, Georgia, okay? And they got this note that said, to honor the perseverance of Black Americans and acknowledge the progress yet to be made, we observe Juneteenth. On Saturday, June 19th, we will also be showcasing a compilation of videos in honor of Juneteenth. Look out for a special menu, which will include fried chicken, watermelon, mac and cheese, potato salad, T-O-E, collard greens, and candied yams.
Are you fucking kidding
Yumma, yumma, yumma. Yeah. What the fuck are y'all doing? But like, oh, honestly, this is just so... whatever. This was like created an entire backlash. Employees were like, I don't know if you guys know what's going on in this IKEA I work at. But 20 employees apparently called out sick. They're like, I'm completely off of this shit. Jeez. And the other thing was, apparently going around that a lot of people were saying like, I don't know who created this menu, but from what we understand, no one was Black who participated in this. Cause I can't imagine a single Black person. But also, look, I get it. If you're completely in a room full of white people, like, isn't this good, token person, right?
And right.
You're like, fuck, man. Yeah, I guess. Fuck, I'm quitting.
Right.
They said IKEA apparently said, their spokesman, when they were asked, you know, about this specific thing, like, were there any Black employees that were part of this group that determined what this menu was? They said that there were, but could offer no further details about that. So, yeah, it's just a... This is,
Jesus Christ,
America, man. Y'all.
Yeah. But it was like at the local level, it was not like IKEA corporate. So it was an American decision to do this.
Yeah, right? The managers at the store were the ones who created this special menu, including watermelon, which was, you know, fed to slaves on the day celebrating liberation. Oh, yeah, don't worry. Y'all don't need to know anything about anything. Just, you know, I guess making a special menu was enough.
Mm. All right, let's talk Ben Simmons real quick. I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
So the hate has gone too far for this man. Like, it's just one of the things that's trending was Draymond Green is trending just because somebody compared Simmons to Draymond. And
okay,
another thing that's trending is a picture like at the All-Star game where he's shooting from the top of the key and like all of the best players in the league are
everyone
like standing around. It's like Chris Paul, LeBron, Luka, AD. Everyone's just standing there. LeBron's literally pointing at him and laughing as he shoots.
And the hand gesture is in like that where your palm is up, kind of posting like, the fuck is this?
It's really... is mean, man. Like, because like so much of what goes on with Simmons is like mental. Like the dude is shooting with the wrong hand. Like,
yeah,
he's a better shooter with his right hand. Like there, he can shoot with his right hand. He doesn't. Like there's just so much going on, man.
Yeah.
You brought up Lonzo as like a corollary because like when you see it in frozen, like in picture form, it looks like he has similar form to Lonzo, but Lonzo
makes the shots.
Yeah. Well, he changed his form and was able to start making threes. And so it makes you ask the question, well, why doesn't Simmons do that? But that's the reason is because it's a mental thing with him. Like it's never going to happen for him.
This photo, I mean, if I were like his performance coach, I'd be like calling his like entourage. I'm like, destroy everything that has a screen on it right now.
Because
I'm gonna take him to like a place in where we cannot be contacted by any kind of social media or digital media and just work on protecting our wellness. It's tough to see because, you know, like on some level, to really be one of these athletes, like you're gonna have to navigate this kind of shit and still have the, you know, resolve to back yourself in competition. And yeah, when you're kind of dealing with like a platform where you're very sensitive and stuff like that, it's a part of me, like if my heart breaks, I'm like, oh man, it's
me too.
I don't know if he can survive that, but I get it. And most people are like, he's crying his millions of dollars, but that's what sports do to you.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that like they need to find a new home, a new situation for him, because there are teams on which he would be awesome. Like people are talking about the Warriors. If you put him on the Warriors and he's just surrounded by Steph and Clay, like that, I mean,
people
that would
shoot the ball.
Yeah. Well, that would be fun to watch, man. Like you make him basically the Andrew Bogut from their like 72 win season, but like Andrew Bogut, except he's like one of the best athletes in the league and one of the best passers in the league. Like that would be dope.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's in a bad situation. The Philly fan base is going to be, you know, hard to win back over. Yeah. I don't know.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
It is what it is.
But I mean, I think there is some level of, I mean, I think in general, the athletes do get so much abuse online.
Exactly.
It's pretty fucked up. And I mean, it's like, I'm from straight up just like you suck abuse to racial abuse. Like it's all over, and you get why some people completely stay off of it. And then for the people that do, like, it's like, God, the shit that you got to fucking constantly hear, like how the fuck, like, I don't know how they do it. But you know, hats off to those that do.
And then finally, super producer Anna Hosnier just sent us a picture of Porky Pig from the new, is this from the new Space Jam, I believe?
Yeah, it looks like, yeah.
And he's dressed like E-40.
I know, it is kind of type Porky Pig vibes with his fucking vest. It's the frames, though, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the frames.
He definitely looks like E-Porky Fonzarelli. But yeah, do it. Do it for Vallejo one time. Do it for Vallejo one time.
This is the most interested I've been in seeing that Space Jam movie.
Is seeing Porky Pig in like a down.
Yeah,
vest.
Well, like if they're like having like weird like kind of cultural like synapse connections of like, well, Porky Pig has like a, you know, off kilter way of speaking, and E-40, you know,
right,
like has that kind of flow that's a little off kilter like that. I don't know. That's more interesting to me than just like Space Jam, but with LeBron.
right.
I don't know, but it also seems like they're doing interesting stuff with all the Warner Brothers properties. So who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be dope. Did you see that statement from LeBron where he was like, I'm just excited to spend the summer. Like, it was coming off of the Lakers loss, and he gave a statement where he just kept talking about how he's excited to be working with Bugs and the mother, and it's just like, oh man, come on.
A bunch of jokers, man. Finally, working with some professionals. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, that was rough.
Much love
tough,
to you all.
Tough season, tough end of the season for some of my favorite players in the league, but you know, it's...
time goes on, you know?
Time goes on.
Everything's in flux. Nothing is forever.
That's true. All right. Well, those are the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.